Military Strategy by B.H. Liddell Hart. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Military Strategy by B.H. Liddell Hart is a comprehensive guide to the principles of military strategy. It covers the history of warfare, the principles of strategy, and the application of those principles in modern warfare. The book begins with a discussion of the history of warfare, from ancient times to the present day. It then examines the principles of strategy, including the importance of surprise, the use of maneuver, and the importance of logistics. It also looks at the use of technology in warfare, and the role of intelligence in strategy. Finally, the book looks at the application of these principles in modern warfare, including the use of air power, nuclear weapons, and the use of special forces. The book is divided into three parts. The first part looks at the history of warfare, from ancient times to the present day. It examines the development of strategy from the ancient Greeks to the modern era, and the impact of technology on warfare. It also looks at the role of intelligence in strategy, and the importance of surprise. The second part looks at the principles of strategy, including the use of maneuver, the importance of logistics, and the use of technology. The third part looks at the application of these principles in modern warfare, including the use of air power, nuclear weapons, and the use of special forces. Military Strategy by B.H. Liddell Hart is an essential guide for anyone interested in the history and principles of military strategy. It provides an in-depth look at the history of warfare, the principles of strategy, and the application of those principles in modern warfare. It is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the study of military strategy. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The nature of strategy. Strategy is the art of directing military forces to achieve the objectives of war. It involves the use of all available resources to achieve victory in the most efficient and effective manner. It requires a clear understanding of the political, economic, and military objectives of the conflict. Strategy is the art of directing military forces to achieve the objectives of war. It is a complex process that requires a deep understanding of the political, economic, and military objectives of the conflict. It involves the use of all available resources to achieve victory in the most efficient and effective manner. Strategy is not just about the use of military force, but also about the use of diplomacy, economic pressure, and other forms of influence to achieve the desired outcome. It requires a clear understanding of the enemy's capabilities and intentions, as well as the ability to anticipate and respond to changes in the battlefield. Strategy is also about the ability to adapt to changing circumstances and to use the resources available to achieve the desired outcome. Strategy is not just about the use of military force, but also about the use of diplomacy, economic pressure, and other forms of influence to achieve the desired outcome. It requires a clear understanding of the enemy's capabilities and intentions, as well as the ability to anticipate and respond to changes in the battlefield. Strategy is also about the ability to adapt to changing circumstances and to use the resources available to achieve the desired outcome. It is a complex process that requires a deep understanding of the political, economic, and military objectives of the conflict. It involves the use of all available resources to achieve victory in the most efficient and effective manner. The nature of strategy is to create a plan of action that will lead to victory. It requires a clear understanding of the enemy's capabilities and intentions, as well as the ability to anticipate and respond to changes in the battlefield. It also requires the ability to use the resources available to achieve the desired outcome. Strategy is not just about the use of military force, but also about the use of diplomacy, economic pressure, and other forms of influence to achieve the desired outcome. It is a complex process that requires a deep understanding of the political, economic, and military objectives of the conflict. Main idea number 2. The principles of strategy. Strategy is based on a set of principles that guide the development of a successful plan of action. These principles include the use of surprise, concentration of force, economy of effort, and flexibility. The principles of strategy are essential for developing a successful plan of action. Surprise is a key element of strategy, as it can give an advantage to the side that uses it. Concentrating force on a single point can be an effective way to achieve a goal quickly and efficiently. Economy of effort is also important, as it allows for the most efficient use of resources. Finally, flexibility is essential, as it allows for the plan to be adjusted as needed in order to achieve the desired outcome. Surprise can be achieved through deception, speed, and secrecy. Concentrating force can be done by focusing on a single point of attack or by using a combination of forces. Economy of effort is achieved by using the most efficient methods to achieve the desired goal. Finally, flexibility allows for the plan to be adjusted as needed in order to achieve the desired outcome. These principles of strategy are essential for developing a successful plan of action. By using surprise, concentration of force, economy of effort, and flexibility, a successful strategy can be developed that will help to achieve the desired outcome. Main idea number 3. The role of intelligence. Intelligence is an essential component of successful strategy. It provides information about the enemy's strengths and weaknesses, allowing the strategist to develop a plan of action that takes advantage of the enemy's weaknesses and avoids their strengths. Intelligence is an essential component of successful strategy. It provides information about the enemy's strengths and weaknesses, allowing the strategist to develop a plan of action that takes advantage of the enemy's weaknesses and avoids their strengths. Intelligence can also provide insight into the enemy's intentions and capabilities, allowing the strategist to anticipate their moves and plan accordingly. By gathering and analyzing intelligence, the strategist can gain a better understanding of the enemy's capabilities and intentions, and develop a strategy that will give them the best chance of success. In addition to providing information about the enemy, intelligence can also provide insight into the environment in which the conflict is taking place. By understanding the terrain, weather, and other factors, the strategist can develop a plan of action that takes advantage of the environment and minimizes the risk of failure. Intelligence can also provide information about the political and economic situation in the region, allowing the strategist to develop a strategy that takes into account the local dynamics and maximizes the chances of success. Finally, intelligence can provide insight into the morale and motivation of the enemy forces. By understanding the morale and motivation of the enemy, the strategist can develop a strategy that takes advantage of their weaknesses and exploits their strengths. By understanding the morale and motivation of the enemy, the strategist can also develop a strategy that will demoralize the enemy and increase the chances of success. Main idea number 4. The role of logistics. Logistics is the science of supplying and maintaining an army in the field. It is essential for the successful execution of a strategy, as it ensures that the army has the necessary supplies and equipment to carry out its mission. Logistics plays a critical role in military strategy. It is the science of supplying and maintaining an army in the field, and is essential for the successful execution of a strategy. Logistics ensures that the army has the necessary supplies and equipment to carry out its mission. This includes food, ammunition, fuel, medical supplies, and other materials needed to sustain the army in the field. Logistics also includes the transportation of these supplies, as well as the maintenance and repair of equipment. Logistics is a complex and challenging task, as it must be tailored to the specific needs of the army and the mission. It must also be flexible enough to adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. Logistics must be planned and executed in a timely manner, as delays can have a significant impact on the success of the mission. Logistics is also a critical factor in the success of a campaign, as it can determine the speed and effectiveness of an army's movements. Logistics is a vital component of any military strategy, and its importance should not be underestimated. Without proper logistics, an army can quickly become bogged down and unable to carry out its mission. Logistics is a complex and challenging task, but it is essential for the successful execution of a strategy. Main idea number 5. The role of technology. Technology plays an important role in modern warfare. It can be used to gain an advantage over the enemy, such as through the use of air power or cyber warfare. Technology has become an integral part of modern warfare. It can be used to gain an advantage over the enemy in a variety of ways. For example, air power can be used to gain an advantage in the air, while cyber warfare can be used to gain an advantage in the digital realm. Technology can also be used to improve the accuracy of weapons, increase the range of weapons, and provide better communication and intelligence gathering capabilities. Technology can also be used to create new weapons, such as unmanned aerial vehicles, and to develop new tactics and strategies. Technology has also changed the way wars are fought. It has allowed for more precise targeting of enemy forces, as well as the ability to launch attacks from a greater distance. Technology has also allowed for the development of new tactics and strategies, such as the use of drones and cyber warfare. Technology has also allowed for the development of new weapons, such as precision-guided munitions, which can be used to target specific targets with greater accuracy. Technology has also allowed for the development of new technologies, such as artificial intelligence, which can be used to analyze data and make decisions in real time. This can be used to improve the accuracy of weapons and increase the effectiveness of tactics and strategies. Technology has also allowed for the development of new technologies, such as robotics, which can be used to reduce the risk of casualties in combat. In conclusion, technology has become an integral part of modern warfare. It can be used to gain an advantage over the enemy, as well as to develop new tactics and strategies. Technology has also allowed for the development of new weapons and technologies, which can be used to reduce the risk of casualties in combat. Technology has also allowed for the development of new technologies, such as artificial intelligence, which can be used to analyze data and make decisions in real time. Main idea number 6. The role of leadership. Leadership is essential for the successful execution of a strategy. It involves inspiring and motivating troops, as well as making decisions in the face of uncertainty. Leadership is a critical component of any successful strategy. It involves inspiring and motivating troops, as well as making decisions in the face of uncertainty. Leaders must be able to assess the situation, identify the objectives, and develop a plan to achieve them. They must also be able to communicate the plan to their troops and ensure that it is executed effectively. Leaders must also be able to adapt to changing circumstances and adjust their plans accordingly. Leaders must also be able to motivate their troops and ensure that they are working towards the same goal. They must be able to inspire their troops to take risks and push themselves to their limits. Leaders must also be able to recognize and reward good performance, as well as provide constructive criticism when needed. Leadership is essential for the successful execution of a strategy. It requires a combination of knowledge, experience, and charisma. Leaders must be able to think strategically and make decisions quickly and effectively. They must also be able to inspire their troops and ensure that they are working towards the same goal. Leadership is a critical component of any successful strategy, and it is essential for the successful execution of a strategy. Main idea number 7. The role of morale. Morale is an important factor in the success of a strategy. It is essential for maintaining the fighting spirit of the troops and ensuring that they remain committed to the cause. The role of morale in military strategy is often overlooked, but it is an essential factor in the success of any strategy. Morale is the spirit of enthusiasm and commitment that drives troops to fight and remain dedicated to the cause. It is the intangible force that can make the difference between victory and defeat. Without morale, troops may become demoralized and lose their will to fight. Morale is a key factor in maintaining the fighting spirit of the troops. It is essential for keeping them motivated and focused on the task at hand. Leaders must be aware of the morale of their troops and take steps to ensure that it remains high. This can be done through positive reinforcement, recognition of achievements, and providing incentives for good performance. Leaders must also be aware of the morale of their opponents and take steps to undermine it. Morale is also important for ensuring that troops remain committed to the cause. It is essential for keeping them focused on the objectives and ensuring that they remain loyal to the mission. Leaders must be aware of the morale of their troops and take steps to ensure that it remains high. This can be done through positive reinforcement, recognition of achievements, and providing incentives for good performance. In conclusion, morale is an essential factor in the success of any strategy. It is the intangible force that can make the difference between victory and defeat. Leaders must be aware of the morale of their troops and take steps to ensure that it remains high. This can be done through positive reinforcement, recognition of achievements, and providing incentives for good performance. Main idea number 8. The role of tactics. Tactics are the methods used to achieve the objectives of a strategy. They involve the use of specific techniques and maneuvers to gain an advantage over the enemy. Tactics are an essential part of any successful military strategy. They are the means by which a commander can gain an advantage over the enemy and achieve the desired objectives. Tactics involve the use of specific techniques and maneuvers to gain an advantage over the enemy. These tactics can range from the use of terrain and weather to the use of deception and surprise. Tactics can also involve the use of specialized weapons and equipment, as well as the use of specialized formations and tactics. Tactics are also important in the psychological aspect of warfare. By using tactics to gain an advantage over the enemy, a commander can create an atmosphere of fear and confusion that can lead to the enemy's surrender or retreat. Tactics can also be used to demoralize the enemy and make them more likely to surrender or retreat. Tactics are also important in the logistical aspect of warfare. By using tactics to gain an advantage over the enemy, a commander can ensure that his forces are supplied with the necessary resources and supplies to carry out their mission. Tactics can also be used to ensure that the enemy's supply lines are disrupted, making it more difficult for them to resupply their forces. Tactics are an essential part of any successful military strategy. They are the means by which a commander can gain an advantage over the enemy and achieve the desired objectives. By using tactics to gain an advantage over the enemy, a commander can ensure that his forces are supplied with the necessary resources and supplies to carry out their mission, create an atmosphere of fear and confusion that can lead to the enemy's surrender or retreat, and demoralize the enemy and make them more likely to surrender or retreat. Main idea number 9. The role of doctrine. Doctrine is the set of principles and beliefs that guide the development and execution of a strategy. It is essential for ensuring that the strategy is consistent and effective. Doctrine is an essential component of any successful military strategy. It provides the framework for the development and execution of a strategy, ensuring that it is consistent and effective. Doctrine is based on a set of principles and beliefs that guide the strategy and its implementation. It is important to note that doctrine is not static. It must be regularly updated and adapted to changing circumstances. Doctrine is also important for ensuring that the strategy is understood and accepted by all members of the military. It provides a common language and understanding of the strategy, allowing for better communication and coordination. It also helps to ensure that everyone is working towards the same goals and objectives. Finally, doctrine is important for ensuring that the strategy is implemented in a consistent and effective manner. It provides the guidelines for how the strategy should be implemented, and it helps to ensure that everyone is on the same page. This helps to ensure that the strategy is implemented in the most efficient and effective manner possible. In conclusion, doctrine is an essential component of any successful military strategy. It provides the framework for the development and execution of a strategy, ensuring that it is consistent and effective. It also helps to ensure that the strategy is understood and accepted by all members of the military, and that it is implemented in a consistent and effective manner. Main idea number 10. The role of strategy in war. Strategy is the art of war. It involves the use of all available resources to achieve victory in the most efficient and effective manner. Strategy is the art of war. It involves the use of all available resources to achieve victory in the most efficient and effective manner. Strategy is the key to success in any conflict, and it is essential for a commander to understand the principles of strategy in order to be successful. Strategy involves the use of tactics, intelligence, and logistics to achieve the desired outcome. It also involves the use of psychological warfare to influence the enemy's decision-making process. Strategy is the art of planning and executing a campaign in order to achieve a desired goal. It involves the use of all available resources to achieve victory in the most efficient and effective manner. Strategy is the art of using all available resources to achieve victory in the most efficient and effective manner. It involves the use of tactics, intelligence, and logistics to achieve the desired outcome. It also involves the use of psychological warfare to influence the enemy's decision-making process. Strategy is the art of planning and executing a campaign in order to achieve a desired goal. It involves the use of all available resources to achieve victory in the most efficient and effective manner. It is essential for a commander to understand the principles of strategy in order to be successful. Strategy is the art of war. It involves the use of all available resources to achieve victory in the most efficient and effective manner. It is essential for a commander to understand the principles of strategy in order to be successful. Strategy involves the use of tactics, intelligence, and logistics to achieve the desired outcome. It also involves the use of psychological warfare to influence the enemy's decision-making process. Strategy is the art of planning and executing a campaign in order to achieve a desired goal. It is essential for a commander to understand the principles of strategy in order to be successful. Main idea number 11. The role of strategy in peace. Strategy is also important in times of peace. It involves the use of diplomatic and economic measures to achieve the desired objectives. The role of strategy in peace is just as important as it is in war. In times of peace, strategy involves the use of diplomatic and economic measures to achieve the desired objectives. This can include the use of sanctions, negotiations, and other forms of diplomatic pressure to resolve conflicts and promote peace. It also involves the use of economic measures such as trade agreements, foreign aid, and investment to promote economic development and stability. In addition, strategy can be used to build relationships with other countries and to promote international cooperation. Strategy is also important in times of peace for the purpose of deterrence. By maintaining a strong military presence and a credible deterrent, countries can discourage potential adversaries from engaging in hostile actions. This can help to maintain peace and stability in the region. Finally, strategy can be used to promote the interests of a country in the international arena. This can include the use of diplomatic initiatives, international organizations, and other forms of international engagement to promote the interests of a country. In conclusion, strategy plays an important role in times of peace. It involves the use of diplomatic and economic measures to achieve the desired objectives. It can also be used to build relationships with other countries, to promote international cooperation, and to deter potential adversaries. Finally, it can be used to promote the interests of a country in the international arena. Main idea number 12. The role of strategy in politics. Strategy is also important in politics. It involves the use of political tactics to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is an essential element of politics. It involves the use of political tactics to achieve the desired objectives. It is a process of planning and executing actions to achieve a desired outcome. It involves the use of resources, such as money, personnel, and information, to achieve a desired goal. It also involves the use of tactics, such as persuasion, negotiation, and compromise, to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is important in politics because it helps to shape the political landscape. It helps to determine the direction of the political debate and the outcome of elections. It also helps to shape public opinion and to influence the decisions of elected officials. It is important for political parties to have a clear strategy in order to be successful in achieving their goals. Strategy is also important in politics because it helps to create a sense of unity among political parties. It helps to create a common vision and a shared set of values and goals. It also helps to create a sense of solidarity among political parties and to create a sense of loyalty among their members. Strategy is also important in politics because it helps to create a sense of direction and purpose. It helps to create a sense of purpose and direction for the political process. It also helps to create a sense of urgency and commitment to achieving the desired objectives. In conclusion, strategy is an essential element of politics. It helps to shape the political landscape, create a sense of unity among political parties, and create a sense of direction and purpose for the political process. It is important for political parties to have a clear strategy in order to be successful in achieving their goals. Main idea number 13. The role of strategy in economics. Strategy is also important in economics. It involves the use of economic measures to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is an important concept in economics. It involves the use of economic measures to achieve the desired objectives. This includes the use of fiscal and monetary policies, as well as the use of trade and investment policies. It also involves the use of international economic agreements and the use of economic sanctions. In addition, it involves the use of economic instruments such as taxes, subsidies, and tariffs. The goal of strategy in economics is to create an environment that is conducive to economic growth and development. This includes creating an environment that encourages investment, encourages innovation, and encourages competition. It also involves creating an environment that is conducive to the efficient allocation of resources. This includes creating an environment that is conducive to the efficient use of resources, and creating an environment that is conducive to the efficient distribution of resources. Strategy in economics also involves the use of economic instruments to achieve the desired objectives. This includes the use of fiscal and monetary policies, as well as the use of trade and investment policies. It also involves the use of international economic agreements and the use of economic sanctions. In addition, it involves the use of economic instruments such as taxes, subsidies, and tariffs. The goal of strategy in economics is to create an environment that is conducive to economic growth and development. This includes creating an environment that encourages investment, encourages innovation, and encourages competition. It also involves creating an environment that is conducive to the efficient allocation of resources. This includes creating an environment that is conducive to the efficient use of resources, and creating an environment that is conducive to the efficient distribution of resources. Main idea number 14. The role of strategy in diplomacy. Strategy is also important in diplomacy. It involves the use of diplomatic measures to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is an essential element of diplomacy. It involves the use of diplomatic measures to achieve the desired objectives. Diplomacy is the art of conducting negotiations between two or more parties in order to reach an agreement. It is a process of communication and negotiation that seeks to resolve disputes and promote cooperation. Strategy is the art of planning and directing the use of diplomatic measures to achieve the desired objectives. It involves the use of diplomatic tools such as negotiation, mediation, arbitration, and other forms of diplomacy to achieve the desired outcome. Strategy is important in diplomacy because it helps to ensure that the desired objectives are achieved. It helps to identify the most effective diplomatic measures to be used and to determine the best way to use them. It also helps to identify potential obstacles and to develop strategies to overcome them. Strategy is also important in diplomacy because it helps to ensure that the desired objectives are achieved in a timely and cost-effective manner. Strategy is also important in diplomacy because it helps to ensure that the desired objectives are achieved in a way that is consistent with the interests of all parties involved. It helps to ensure that the desired objectives are achieved in a way that is beneficial to all parties involved. It also helps to ensure that the desired objectives are achieved in a way that is consistent with international law and the principles of international relations. In conclusion, strategy is an essential element of diplomacy. It involves the use of diplomatic measures to achieve the desired objectives. It helps to identify the most effective diplomatic measures to be used and to determine the best way to use them. It also helps to identify potential obstacles and to develop strategies to overcome them. Strategy is also important in diplomacy because it helps to ensure that the desired objectives are achieved in a timely and cost-effective manner. Main idea number 15. The role of strategy in business. Strategy is also important in business. It involves the use of business tactics to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is an essential part of business. It involves the use of tactics to achieve the desired objectives. It is a process of planning and decision-making that helps a business to identify its goals and objectives, and then to develop a plan of action to achieve them. Strategy is also important in business because it helps to create a competitive advantage. It helps to identify the strengths and weaknesses of a business, and then to develop a plan of action to capitalize on the strengths and minimize the weaknesses. Strategy is also important in business because it helps to create a competitive edge. It helps to identify the opportunities and threats that a business may face, and then to develop a plan of action to take advantage of the opportunities and minimize the threats. Strategy also helps to create a vision for the future of the business. It helps to identify the long-term goals and objectives of the business, and then to develop a plan of action to achieve them. Strategy is also important in business because it helps to create a culture of innovation. It helps to identify the areas where innovation is needed, and then to develop a plan of action to foster innovation. Strategy also helps to create a culture of collaboration. It helps to identify the areas where collaboration is needed, and then to develop a plan of action to foster collaboration. In conclusion, strategy is an essential part of business. It helps to identify the goals and objectives of the business, and then to develop a plan of action to achieve them. It also helps to create a competitive advantage, a vision for the future, and a culture of innovation and collaboration. Main idea number 16. The role of strategy in military science. Strategy is also important in military science. It involves the use of military tactics to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is an essential component of military science. It involves the use of military tactics to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is the art of war, and it is the science of planning and directing military operations. It is the art of combining the various elements of warfare, such as the use of terrain, the use of weapons, and the use of personnel, in order to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is also the science of understanding the enemy and his capabilities, and of using the available resources to the best advantage. Strategy is the art of making the most of the available resources in order to achieve the desired objectives. It involves the use of tactics, such as the use of terrain, the use of weapons, and the use of personnel, in order to achieve the desired objectives. It also involves the use of intelligence, such as the gathering of information about the enemy and his capabilities, and the use of deception and surprise. Strategy is also the science of understanding the enemy and his capabilities, and of using the available resources to the best advantage. Strategy is also the science of understanding the enemy and his capabilities, and of using the available resources to the best advantage. It involves the use of tactics, such as the use of terrain, the use of weapons, and the use of personnel, in order to achieve the desired objectives. It also involves the use of intelligence, such as the gathering of information about the enemy and his capabilities, and the use of deception and surprise. Strategy is also the science of understanding the enemy and his capabilities, and of using the available resources to the best advantage. Strategy is also the science of understanding the enemy and his capabilities, and of using the available resources to the best advantage. It involves the use of tactics, such as the use of terrain, the use of weapons, and the use of personnel, in order to achieve the desired objectives. It also involves the use of intelligence, such as the gathering of information about the enemy and his capabilities, and the use of deception and surprise. Strategy is also the science of understanding the enemy and his capabilities, and of using the available resources to the best advantage. Main idea number 17. The role of strategy in history. Strategy is also important in history. It involves the use of historical tactics to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is an essential part of history. It involves the use of historical tactics to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is the art of war, and it is the science of planning and directing military operations. It is the art of combining the resources of a nation to achieve the desired objectives. It is the science of using the resources of a nation to achieve the desired objectives. It is the art of using the resources of a nation to achieve the desired objectives in the most efficient and effective manner. Strategy is the art of using the resources of a nation to achieve the desired objectives in the most efficient and effective manner. It involves the use of tactics, such as the use of terrain, the use of surprise, the use of deception, and the use of mobility. It also involves the use of technology, such as the use of air power, the use of artillery, and the use of nuclear weapons. It also involves the use of diplomacy, such as the use of alliances, the use of negotiations, and the use of economic sanctions. Strategy is an important part of history because it is the science of planning and directing military operations. It is the art of combining the resources of a nation to achieve the desired objectives. It is the science of using the resources of a nation to achieve the desired objectives in the most efficient and effective manner. It is the art of using the resources of a nation to achieve the desired objectives in the most efficient and effective manner. Strategy is an important part of history because it is the science of planning and directing military operations. It is the art of combining the resources of a nation to achieve the desired objectives. It is the science of using the resources of a nation to achieve the desired objectives in the most efficient and effective manner. It is the art of using the resources of a nation to achieve the desired objectives in the most efficient and effective manner. It is the art of using the resources of a nation to achieve the desired objectives in the most efficient and effective manner. Main idea number 18. The role of strategy in psychology. Strategy is also important in psychology. It involves the use of psychological tactics to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is an important concept in psychology, as it involves the use of psychological tactics to achieve desired objectives. It is a way of thinking about how to use psychological principles to achieve a desired outcome. Strategy involves the use of psychological tactics to influence behavior, emotions, and thoughts. It is a way of thinking about how to use psychological principles to achieve a desired outcome. It involves the use of psychological tactics to influence behavior, emotions, and thoughts. Strategy is also important in psychology because it helps to identify the most effective way to achieve a desired outcome. It involves the use of psychological tactics to influence behavior, emotions, and thoughts. It is a way of thinking about how to use psychological principles to achieve a desired outcome. It involves the use of psychological tactics to influence behavior, emotions, and thoughts. It is a way of thinking about how to use psychological principles to achieve a desired outcome. Strategy is also important in psychology because it helps to identify the most effective way to achieve a desired outcome. It involves the use of psychological tactics to influence behavior, emotions, and thoughts. It is a way of thinking about how to use psychological principles to achieve a desired outcome. It involves the use of psychological tactics to influence behavior, emotions, and thoughts. It is a way of thinking about how to use psychological principles to achieve a desired outcome. Strategy is also important in psychology because it helps to identify the most effective way to achieve a desired outcome. It involves the use of psychological tactics to influence behavior, emotions, and thoughts. It is a way of thinking about how to use psychological principles to achieve a desired outcome. It involves the use of psychological tactics to influence behavior, emotions, and thoughts. It is a way of thinking about how to use psychological principles to achieve a desired outcome. Strategy is also important in psychology because it helps to identify the most effective way to achieve a desired outcome. It involves the use of psychological tactics to influence behavior, emotions, and thoughts. It is a way of thinking about how to use psychological principles to achieve a desired outcome. It involves the use of psychological tactics to influence behavior, emotions, and thoughts. It is a way of thinking about how to use psychological principles to achieve a desired outcome. Main idea number 19. The role of strategy in education. Strategy is also important in education. It involves the use of educational tactics to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is an important factor in education. It involves the use of educational tactics to achieve the desired objectives. It is a way of thinking about how to best use resources to achieve the desired outcome. It involves the use of a variety of techniques, such as setting goals, developing plans, and evaluating progress. It also involves the use of resources, such as time, money, and personnel, to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy is also important in education because it helps to ensure that the educational objectives are met. It helps to identify the most effective methods for achieving the desired outcomes. It also helps to identify the most efficient use of resources. It helps to ensure that the educational objectives are met in the most efficient and effective manner. Strategy is also important in education because it helps to ensure that the educational objectives are met in the most effective and efficient manner. It helps to identify the most effective methods for achieving the desired outcomes. It also helps to identify the most efficient use of resources. It helps to ensure that the educational objectives are met in the most efficient and effective manner. Main idea number 20. The role of strategy in international relations. Strategy is also important in international relations. It involves the use of diplomatic and economic measures to achieve the desired objectives. Strategy plays an important role in international relations. It involves the use of diplomatic and economic measures to achieve the desired objectives. It is a way of managing the international environment and influencing the behavior of other states. It is a tool for achieving a nation's goals in the international arena. It is also a way of managing the risks associated with international relations. Strategy is used to shape the international environment in order to achieve a nation's objectives. It involves the use of diplomatic and economic measures to influence the behavior of other states. It is also used to manage the risks associated with international relations. It is a way of managing the international environment and influencing the behavior of other states. Strategy is also used to manage the risks associated with international relations. It involves the use of diplomatic and economic measures to reduce the risk of conflict and to promote cooperation between states. It is also used to manage the risks associated with international trade and investment. Strategy is also used to manage the risks associated with international security. It involves the use of diplomatic and military measures to deter aggression and to protect a nation's interests. It is also used to manage the risks associated with international terrorism and other forms of transnational crime. In conclusion, strategy plays an important role in international relations. It involves the use of diplomatic and economic measures to achieve the desired objectives. It is a way of managing the international environment and influencing the behavior of other states. It is also a way of managing the risks associated with international relations.